The Trunchbull. The first time you meet Miss Agatha Trunchbull, you are left in no doubt whatsoever about the sort of person she is. Not to mince words, Miss Trunchbull is a monster with no redeeming features at all in her personality. It is totally impossible to find anything good or pleasant to say about her. But does Miss Trunchbull care at all what people think about her? Of course she doesn't. If she discovered that someone actually liked her, she would think she was failing in her job, and that would be against everything she stood for. Miss Agatha Trunchbull is the headmistress of Cruncham Hall Primary School, and her job is to terrify every child that comes anywhere near her. Her motto is, "If you are having fun, you are not learning." Miss Trunchbull believes that the word fun is one of the most evil in the English language, and she makes sure that it never rears its ugly head at Cruncham Hall. Agatha Trunchbull is built like an army tank. She is a most fearsome female, and an air of menace surrounds her wherever she goes. You can almost see terror oozing from every part of her body. She was once a famous athlete, specialising in throwing the hammer. Muscles still bulge powerfully on her arms and legs, and her neck is as thick as a tree trunk. She has a mean mouth, a strong chin, and cold, pig-like eyes. Her hair is pulled back in a tight bun at the back of her head. Is that the hint of a moustache on her top lip? She always wears a brownish bottle-green suit and a neatly knotted black tie. Her appearance is as formidable as her personality. Walking is unfamiliar to Miss Trunchbull. She marches everywhere like an angry army captain who has swallowed a nest of hornets. If there happens to be a group of students in her path, she ploughs straight through them, scattering the poor children in all directions. Teachers and students cower in terror when she does her weekly classroom inspections. Her favourite form of punishment is the chokey, a narrow cupboard-like chamber. The floor is only 10 inches square, spiked with broken glass and nails. A student who misbehaves is sometimes locked in there all day. Miss Trunchbull is very inventive when it comes to devising punishments for her students. Rules at Cruncham Hall are very rarely broken because the students know that Trunchbull will strike with hate and vengeance if anyone steps out of line. One girl who dared to wear her hair in pigtails, which were hated by Miss Trunchbull, was swung around like a hammer and she was sent flying through the air. She once made poor Bruce Bocktrotter eat an entire cake that was 18 inches in diameter in front of the class until he was ill. No student crosses Trunchbull without suffering the direst punishments. No one knows why Agatha Trunchbull is such a nasty piece of work. She just is. She never takes any prisoners, and everyone around her suffers in her wake. How could such a person become the headmistress of a primary school? The only explanation is that she must have terrified the authorities into giving her the job.